beautiful strategy. It's one of the most difficult books. It's called Romans. I think the greatest point of it was Paul was writing Romans. So much else to take seriously. I think he had so much time that he came into the perspective and not just the teachers, because the book of Romans, he kind of had to pick up. Now, maybe you'll find that it's not so tough, but it's not. Chapter 8, we're going to read verses 1 to 4, and then I'm going to skip a few verses from 4 to 12, and then to verse 17. Therefore, there's a message of no contemplation of those who are in the world. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, this life has what the law was powerless to do because it was written by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin. And so he, Jesus, becomes dead in the flesh of Christ, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us. We do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. But it's not to the flesh to live according to the Spirit. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the things of the body, you will be saved. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, the children of God, the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption and cares. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are. Now, if we are children, then we are dead. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, and indeed, we share in his suffering. One of those just doesn't have to say anything. What a little story. Say this story. The minister decided to be an object of that congregation. So, congregation, brought in a little peak. Oh, it goes to the market. So, he brought his story to everyone, and then he took the little peak. There, and he lost the toy, and he can be picked. Put a lovely little ribbon around his neck, and put a frisbee on the little pig, and it was just beautiful. And then, put the little pig down, and the pig stopped through the door that he could find, and he got the door. And so he comes into the congregation and said, "Follow you, please. Don't follow me." He went outside, and there was a bit of a peak, and a little mud. And this crazy peak with his little toe and all these pieces in the middle of the mud, and he looked at Jesus. Thank you. pray for you. Whatever you do, clean it up. Get out of the way. It's the law. It's the law. It's the law. You're not a king. Your marriage is made in that the gospel of Jesus Christ. You let's look at the gift of the Lord. It is for many of us. It is in our interest as well. I think of myself as this sinner, like, am I going to make it? And am I going to be with God one day? I want to be different. Just the other day, I sat with someone, and the person said to me, you guys are grateful for forgiveness. Will I make it? I did so many things wrong in my life. And it breaks my heart that you have to wait for the death sentence to wonder about it. You don't have to wonder about it. You're a child of God. Where are you going to go when you leave this world? You're going to your father. But you know it. You must be. Where do you get? For me was the most important steps of my life, because remember I told you how I grew up. I grew up in God, because I consider it like God and I'm going to hell. And God has this little book. And in this little book, God has written up every little thing that I've done in my life. And I was so scared to go see God. I still wanted to be with him, but I was so scared of God always. Because I'm thinking, holy Moses, he knows everything I've done. I don't even want to know his character. And then you stand before God and all these people and everything, Moses and Peter and all these disciples, and God just says, well, look at you guys. You really messed up. Maybe I can open the doors for you. And I was just scared of that. I so wish that I could get that book from God and bring it somewhere. God. Wherever they
They will stand before the throne of God, and there will be many books. And these books will be written all the things about them, and they will be judged to the dead. But there is another book, a small book, because in this book is only one thing written. I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power within me that has warred with my mind, and this power makes me afraid. kindness to the sin that he's given to me. You hear that? Oh, what a miserable person. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? And then Paul the altar. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see, Father, in my heart, I really want to obey God's word. Looking for this thing that I'm talking about that is not there, it can't stop you because it's gone. It's a bad time. I think that it's just because it's not all you've ever been to. Because that's what we do with the other kids. But they get it. Everything. We do that. And we take that. Those are the guys that really were the brothers of the church.